Tonight's shir Simin Reish Yud Zayin Seif Aleph Simin Reish Yud Zayin Birkas Habesam and VaHamugmor. The bracha on spices and the burning spices, the incense Seif Aleph. Hanichnas lechanuto shel boseim sheish po minei v'samim. Person goes into the store of a spice merchant. All varieties of spices there, all kinds of aromatic spices. Mevarech, when he goes into the store, he makes a bracha. Parei minei v'samim sheim amachas. He makes a bracha for going into the store. Yashav shom kol hayom, if he spends the whole day there, eid mevarech aleichas. He makes one bracha, covers the day. Nichnas v'yoytzi, goes in, out. Mevarech al kol pa'am. He makes a bracha each time. V'davka shlo hoyadayt lachzor, that means when he left, he didn't have a mind to come back. Avol hoyadayt lachzor, but if when he left, he had intended to come right back, then lo yivarech, he won't make a bracha again when he returns. Mishtabura sivkon alf. Hanichnas v'chanusa v'chulo. He goes into the store of the bosim. V'avte b'sif beiz mevo'or. We're going to learn in Sif Beis that you only make a bracha when the spices are intended for its aroma. The merchant has his spices in the store for sale. That's his intent. He wants to sell his merchandise. So why are you making a bracha when you smell the spices on the shelves of the store? The person has them there for sale, not for aroma. You only make a bracha if it's for the aroma, and for him, it's merchandise. The answer is be'emes. Gam bezenikro aserech. No, in this case, it's also for its aroma. The nichale sheyoricho anoshim reach habosim. The store owner wants that people should smell the smell of the spices. V'yavo l'knosim and come and buy. So therefore, it's not just merchandise. It's actually for its aroma, because he wants people to smell it and entice them in to purchase his wares. Ulefiza, according to this, imunachim b'sam b'chedro shalchen v'ni habosem v'lo b'chanuso. Let's say you have spices, bags and bags of spices, in the store owner's room, and it's not in the store. Meaning to say that this is a storage facility, in a storage area. These spices are not out in the open for people to come and go to select their spice to purchase. There it's taka, not for its scent. When it's on the floor of the store, of the retail area, he wants people to smell it and buy it. But when it's in the storage area, no one's coming there. So even though it has a smell, it's not intended for a smell. So when a person goes back there, and he does have in mind, he wants to smell it, he doesn't make a bracha, because it's not intended for its aroma. Unless he picks it up in his hand to smell. Oso natila, by picking it up, mashvelo avid l'reich, that makes it there for its aroma. So basically we're saying like this, the person who walks into the store is not picking up anything in his hand to smell. He's just walking into the room. So since it's there for its smell in the retail area, he makes a bracha even not picking it up to smell. But if he's going to a storage part where it's not for regular customers and it smells good, you don't make a bracha. But if he picks it up to smell, then of course he'll make a bracha even there as well. The Shaar Tzidun Aleph points out something else. That if you have a room of the store owner where he keeps his spices for merchandise, he's going to bring it from there into the retail area to sell, so you're not going to make a bracha. But if it's a balabas who has, he's the balabas who owns the store, he has in his house or in his room spices for their smell. He also enjoys spices, and in his room there's going to be spice for its smell. As bevadai, then certainly, even though it's not his store, and it's not like he's trying to convince people to buy his product, nonetheless, if someone walks in and smells it, they make a bracha, because that is na'asa l'reich. So again, if it's a regular person, or even the store owner in his private dwelling, and he has spicy, smelly things that smell nice, you make a bracha, because it's meant for its smell. The exception is when it's merchandise, merchandise is not for its smell, it's for the sale. But if the merchandise is in the retail section of a store, we're being mechadish, that is also called for its smell, because people will purchase when they smell it. Mivarech, he says a bracha. Yesh oim, some say, the dafka b'miskav nirich, when you walk in the store and you're going to make a bracha on the smell, it has to be in your mind to smell. But if it's not like he has in mind to smell, just it naturally occurs, Adam of Archie doesn't make a bracha. Many disagree with this understanding. Usvirlu, they hold. Even if they're not thinking that they're coming bedafka to smell it, since these spices are there for their smell, and he does enjoy it, Mevarech, he has to make a bracha, even without the specific kavanah. Now, you could always say, well, if you make a bracha, and you just have kavanah, but lamaisa, the dina, these achram hold, it's not necessary. Sifkan gimel, the bracha, he says, is berei menei v'samim. Why? Mishum shebechanusha b'samim and sambo, atzei v'isi v'samim. In this store that sells these spices, there are some that are atzei b'samim. There are some that are isi b'samim. So what bracha are you going to make? Therefore he says, if this is not capable to what we learned before in Sinresh Design, that if you have in front of you Atzei V'samim and Isfei V'samim, you make each bracha on the right item, that's different. There, they bring on a tray two or three varieties. He picks up each variety to smell by itself. So make a bracha on each variety. As opposed to this case, he's not holding anything in his hand. As soon as he walks in the door of the store, he smells the varieties that are there all at once. The fikach mevarech bracha kolela, so he makes one general bracha that covers them all, and he makes the berei menei v'samim. Sifkan dalt, elo echas. If he's going to spend the whole day in the store, he makes just one bracha. V'lo nafkamina b'zeh imesich daitun lo. We don't differentiate if he's distracted or not. Kimon sherech oilo tadir, because the smell is there constantly. Kozman sheyosh b'chanus, as long as he's in the store. So if a person's working in the store, the cash register, or whatever, a salesperson, they make one bracha, and that's it for the day. Ubal hachanus gufei nami. Now the store himself, also. Pam rishon shebechol yom shenichnas hachanuso, in the morning when he opens up and comes into the store the first time, tzarech levarchav, he should also make a bracha. Levishenena meirech, because he gets pleasure from the smell. Vesulo, but not more than once. Vafil nichnas v'yoyitze, even if he comes and goes. Because he has a mind to return, like we say later. Now there are achronim who hold that a store owner does not make a bracha even the first time of the day when he enters, because as far as he's concerned, this is not for its aroma. As far as he's concerned, it's panos, exactly. It's not lerecha, it's l'schayra. So they hold, he doesn't make a bracha. He wants people to smell it, to be attracted to it. But for him, it's not. So what's that he should do? What he should do is, he should have kavanah to smell. That everyone agrees he has to make a bracha the first time. Maybe he should pick it up in his hand. And then, he for sure can make a bracha. If he doesn't do that, it's machlekes, just walking in, if he makes a bracha or not. If he picks it up, this for sure he makes a bracha. If he leaves and comes and goes and back and forth, Mechaber says he makes a bracha each time because he didn't have a mind to return. Certainly if he's going to another spice store, he's going to have to make another bracha in the second store. But if he left and had in mind that he's returning, this means he had in mind to return right away, so then he doesn't make another bracha. Agudos b'samim shemunachim al hashulchan nariach behem. You have bundles of spices on the table to smell. Im not lo pam echa lahariach bo mevarach alav v'chozim anich hashulchan. If he picks it up once to smell, he makes a bracha and puts it back on the table. If he had in mind to go back and smell it again, it's not necessary to make another bracha when he smells it the second time. Even if he left his house, and he intends to return right away, it doesn't make another bracha. Because he had in mind when he said the bracha that he's going to smell them all the time. But if he went for some business dealings or to daven and shul, have a hafsik, that is an interruption. Make another bracha. So you see that the rules of the bracha on spices is not the same as on foods. On foods, we say you walk out the door, we don't have shinu makom over here. And yet, when we have a person goes to davening, sometimes we say you come back, you don't lose your bracha. And here he's saying, no, you lost your bracha. So it has its own set of rules, and what seems the basic criteria is hesek hadas. So once there's a hesek hadas, so the bracha is gone. And if you need to go back to it afterwards, you're going to have to take another bracha. Sifkan zayin lo yivarech. If he had a mind to return, he doesn't make a bracha a second time. But feel kashachos mariach bevesamim acharim. Even if when he returns, he smells different spices, gab kenei tzarech levarech, he doesn't have to make a bracha then either. Now, if you take a look in Be'er Locha, he makes an interesting shaila on the Amud Aleph. Be'er Locha is like this. You have what kind of store? A chanusa shel bosim. It's a spice store. So we learn that the spices in the spice store are for their aroma to attract customers to make a purchase. Ayin bil Yerabo. If you look in Yerabo, Shedaito, his opinion is, it's not only a spice store. Dehu atin aptaik. The same is true of a pharmacy. In the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, the Meskeres writes to ask, the Bais in the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, the Meskeres writes to ask, the Bais shel refuah shel adam boy einu kana, in a pharmacy, healthy people don't shop there. V'chel b'lav v'chekana sam refuah, a sick person is going to buy it anyway. Af shel shayach hay svara, so what kind of svara are you going to say? The nichele, the nercho, inshi, v'nesiv, nizbenei. He wants people to smell it, to come and buy, ayin sham. The pharmacy also has a scent. I would say it stinks, but it has a scent. You go to health food stores, and the aisles of all their medicinal, herbal, whatever, it has a smell, very strong smell. So the Yerabo wants to say, it's the same thing. So he has to cash it. What do you mean? Healthy people aren't shopping there. See people going anyway. So who are you enticing? Who are you trying to convince to buy your product? Ube'emes enu muchach svaroso. Zokta mishnah b'ur be'alocha. No. Eliyahu is correct. Eliyahu is right. The gamkin ichlu denechu mibachutz. The pharmacist wants people to smell his wares outside. Ve'yedu shesham yesh aptek. They should know there's a pharmacy here. He wants people to be aware this is a pharmacy. That's also a kavana. Ach mitzarach yesh esta. But there's room to question in a different direction. I am a kaman diu maskel elareach. The gamish tzef is a das tas hecha she'in lechavein. Because maybe the smells that come from his medicines are not really nice smells, and they're not meant for its scent. And if you don't have kavana combined, that would be reason not to make the bracha. The bottom line is, I don't think we make a bracha when we go into these places with the health foods and the pharmacies and the homeopathic remedies and all that other stuff. But in a spice shop, then it would be. Then it would definitely be applicable.
The application for Eliyahu would be something like a coffee shop where you're not necessarily using the smell.
That's a good case. A coffee shop.
But you're going there to drink it or any
coffee shop. That might be starker. A coffee shop might be a starker reason. An echonami. That's good. A coffee shop might be a case when we don't have the cash of the mascaras. Because taco, people, you're enticing customers. But again, it depends what you're smelling.
If it's real, yeah.
Depends what you're smelling.
You don't make coffee bags anyway.
Right, depends what you're smelling.